Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is February 21, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Fidelity International invests $14 million in Hong Kong crypto exchange operator. Binance is not under our jurisdiction, says Malta regulator. Bullish comments on Reddit, a potential Bitcoin signal. JPEG on the blockchain, image format creator believes tech can fight copyright theft. E-commerce giant Shopify joins Libra Association. Riot Blockchain plans sale of crypto exchange as it invests more millions in Bitcoin mining. The domain startups building an uncensorable internet on top of Ethereum. New settlement layer to offer Asian crypto institutions local alternative to Silvergate Bank. Bitcoin chart indicator flips bearish as price sees weak bounce from $9,400. Insolvent exchange Fcoin had Bitcoin outflow problems just 2 months after launch, report. Binance and others are rushing to provide stablecoins to Nigerian crypto users. Now let's get started. Fidelity International invests $14 million in Hong Kong crypto exchange operator. Fidelity International, a spin-off from the U.S. financial services giant Fidelity Investments, has invested $14 million in the Hong Kong-based operator of crypto exchange OSL. According to public disclosures on Friday, Fidelity International bought 17 million shares of OSL owner BC Group at a price of $6.50, 83 United States cents per share, which brings it a 5.6% stake in the firm. The investment is part of a $36 million share placement Hong Kong Stock Exchange listed BC Group announced last month. While the transaction was completed February 12, the names of the investors were not disclosed until today. Another major investor that participated in the round is Eternity Investment Limited, a Hong Kong-based investment holding firm primarily focused on jewelry products. One of the largest crypto exchanges in Asia, OSL targets institutional and individual investors with trading, brokerage and custody services. We're excited to see that world-class equity investors are increasingly participating in the fast-growing digital asset sector, and we look forward to reaching new milestones with our industry-leading institutional investors, BC Group CEO Hugh Madden said in a statement. Fidelity International was founded in 1969, originally as an investment subsidiary to the Boston-based financial giant targeting overseas markets. It was spun off from Fidelity as an independent entity in the 1980s. According to the company's own disclosures, Fidelity International was managing total client assets of $418.8 billion across Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and South America as of June 2019. Binance is not under our jurisdiction, says Malta regulator. Binance is neither licensed to operate, nor is it regulated in Malta, the country's chief financial watchdog has said. The Malta Financial Services Authority, MFSA, issued a statement Friday denying it has ever regulated Binance or that the exchange has ever had leave to operate in the island nation's fledgling cryptocurrency industry. Citing reports in the media that referred to Binance as a Malta-based cryptocurrency company, the regulator announced Binance is not authorized by the MFSA to operate in the cryptocurrency sphere and is therefore not subject to regulatory oversight by the MFSA. Binance announced it was opening an office in Malta in March 2018 soon after it clashed with regulators in Japan, where the exchange had previously attempted to establish a presence. At the time, Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat welcomed the exchange to the country, tweeting the island nation would support Binance's goal to become the global trailblazers in the regulation of blockchain-based businesses. In September 2018, the exchange also said it would work with the Malta Stock Exchange (MSX) to begin offer security token trading. Another announcement in late 2019 said it was providing funding for a new crypto-friendly Maltese bank. It isn't clear if Binance still has an office in Malta. While Binance declined to comment prior to publication, CEO Changpeng Zhao later tweeted that this is old news and has always been the case. Press releases sent to CoinDesk by Binance listed Malta in the dateline as recently as February 11, 2020, though the exchange doesn't appear to have officially stated where its headquarters is located. As we run such a decentralized operation, there isn't a clear answer for that where we operate regulated businesses, e.g. Binance Singapore, Binance US, etc. We have teams based there. Josh Goodbody, Binance's Director for Growth and Institutional Business, previously said. The MFSA did say in Friday's announcement it was currently assessing if Binance has any activities in Malta which may not fall within the realm of regulatory oversight. The regulator also reiterated that following the passing of the Virtual Financial Assets Act of 2018, Maltese businesses that either traded or offered cryptocurrencies had to be fully licensed. Bullish comments on Reddit: a potential Bitcoin signal. In the never-ending search for signals to give traders an edge, could bullish comments on Reddit serve as a momentum indicator for Bitcoin? That's what a recent graphic by startup ChartStar suggests. The data visualization company graphed comment data over the past several weeks for the term bullish from several popular cryptocurrency Reddit channels, subreddits, each with varying degrees of moderation. One thing these subreddits have in common is that discussion about trading is clearly allowed. Also, each comment entry was tallied only once, posting bullish 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 would count as just one comment. Against the bullish mentions, ChartStar graphed the weekly close price of Bitcoin, BTC. Sure enough, positive comments seem to track nicely with Bitcoin prices in the early weeks of 2020, but up to a point. After a sudden surge for the term bullish on the seventh week of the year, Bitcoin prices declined. ChartStar is pitching itself as a new type of trading view, the popular charting tool for stocks, commodities, etc. TradingView does support cryptocurrencies, but ChartStar's position is that cryptocurrency traders need new tools to execute winning strategies. This is a bit reminiscent of a technical analysis tool known as the stochastic oscillator. A momentum indicator, it compares an asset's price to recent price range, with traders able to set variables such as time period. This tool is used to give traders a sense of whether an asset is heading toward a downtrend, overbought, or an uptrend, oversold. There is a surge in optimism outpacing the trend, followed by a fall in price. This could indicate that excess optimism is a sign of the asset being overbought and is a potential warning a correction is due, said David Gilbert of ChartStar. Yet, the jury is still out as to whether Reddit activity could act as a stochastic oscillator for Bitcoin. After all, it could be that the bullish comments are posted after short-term rallies, not before. That's because ChartStar posted week average totals, and rallies early in a week could get commenters chattering about it for a few days. Traders are always looking for indicators to make decisions. Something that could combine technical analysis, using tools like stochastic oscillators, and fundamental analysis, looking at expressed sentiment, would be ideal. In cryptocurrency, a fervent community on social media sites, particularly Reddit, driving a particular narrative may prove important. JPEG on the blockchain, image format creator believes tech can fight copyright theft. The organization that created the popular JPEG picture format believes blockchain could be used to verify images as well as flag fakes and image theft. The Joint Photographic Experts Group, JPEG, said blockchain has great potential as the basis of a system that would use a combination of encryption, hash signatures and watermarking in an image's metadata to protect copyright, Digital Trends reported Thursday. The system could have advantages over existing verification models, JPEG said at a recent meeting in Sydney, Australia. Instead of signing up for a particular program, blockchain means content creators and end users can simply reference the metadata built into images themselves. JPEG is a joint committee, formed from various technical standardization authorities around the world that created and now maintains the popular image format of the same name. At the meeting, the group also discussed whether blockchain, and possibly smart contracts, could be used in media forensics as well as to better protect user privacy and security. Social media networks, such as Facebook, could even use their proposed blockchain system to flag stolen and faked photos uploaded to their platforms, JPEG suggested. The idea of using blockchain technology to verify images is not new. Photography company Kodak, as one example, licensed a third party to create a DLT-based system in early 2018 to incentivize users to report fakes and copyright violations in return for a Kodak coin cryptocurrency. But JPEG's blockchain plan is still in its infancy. The group said it would continue consulting with industry figures before moving any further forward. E-commerce giant Shopify joins Libra Association. Digital commerce platform Shopify has joined the Libra Association. The company announced the move in a blog post Friday, becoming the latest member of the Facebook-founded stablecoin developer. Shopify joins roughly a month after Vodafone pulled out of the organization to focus on its own digital payments system. This is the first new member of the organization since its formation 4 months ago. Shopify said in its blog post it intends to work collectively to build a payment network that works everywhere. Libra was unveiled by Facebook last summer as a global payments project, with a stablecoin backed by a basket of fiat currencies. The Libra Association, a governing council for the project, was founded in October, decentralizing leadership of the stablecoin on paper. Facebook itself is not on the council, though its subsidiary Calibra is. Other members include Coinbase, Zappo, Anchorage, Bison Trails, Creative Destruction Lab, Andreessen Horowitz, Thrive Capital, Ribbit Capital, Union Square Ventures, Iliad, Farfetch, Uber, Lyft, Kiva, Mercy Corps, Women's World Banking, Spotify, PayU and Mark Zuckerberg's Breakthrough Initiatives. Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, Booking Holdings, eBay, Stripe and Mercado Pago were originally meant to be part of the project but withdrew before the council was formed. Vodafone remained a member until January. Our mission has always been to support the entrepreneurial journey of the more than 1 million merchants on our platform. That means advocating for transparent fees and easy access to capital, and ensuring the security and privacy of our merchants' customer data. We want to create an infrastructure that empowers more entrepreneurs around the world, Shopify's blog post said. The blog post said a large part of the world's existing financial infrastructure was not built to scale sufficiently for the needs of internet commerce. In a statement, Libra Association head of policy and communications Dante Despart said the group was proud to welcome its new, and now 21st member. As a multinational commerce platform with over 1 million businesses in approximately 175 countries, Shopify, Inc., brings a wealth of knowledge and expertise to the Libra project. Shopify joins an active group of Libra Association members committed to achieving a safe, transparent, and consumer-friendly implementation of a global payment system that breaks down financial barriers for billions of people, he said. Riot Blockchain plans sale of crypto exchange as it invests more millions in Bitcoin mining. Nasdaq-listed Riot Blockchain plans to sell its cryptocurrency exchange RiotX while doubling down on its Bitcoin mining businesses. In an announcement on Thursday, the company said it is considering opportunities to divest itself of the limited assets associated with the exchange, launched in early 2018, due to the regulatory environment, security risks and competition from peers. In order to concentrate its focus on cryptocurrency mining, Riot has opted to sunset further development of Riot's US-based digital currency exchange, the company said in a statement. Riot has hired Chicago-based investment bank XMS Capital Partners to advise on potential strategic deals and the search for new growth opportunities. The announcement came on the heels of Colorado-based Riot's mining expansion in Oklahoma City. Riot installed an additional 1,060 Antminer S17 Pro devices from Bitmain on February 11. Previously, the company deployed 3,000 of the same Antminer model in January, having announced in December it would purchase 4,000 of the mining machines from Bitmain for $6.35 million. The firm expects to boost its Bitcoin computing power by 240% with the latest additions. While it dedicates hashing power to a variety of cryptocurrencies including Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin, Riot will sharpen its focus on Bitcoin mining in the future, the company said. Riot's stock was trading at $1.42, down 5.33%, as of market closing time on February 20 after announcing the increased focus on Bitcoin mining, according to data from Yahoo Finance. Riot was originally a biotechnology company and it pivoted to blockchain in October 2017. The company changed its name from Bioptics to Riot Blockchain. During the transition, it had considered business opportunities in banking, cryptocurrency trading and digital wallets. The firm's expansion comes before Bitcoin supply cutting halving event in May 2020, a programmed in reduction in the rewards given to miners that is expected by many, but not all, to bring a boost to the price of the cryptocurrency. The domain startups building an uncensorable internet on top of Ethereum. Ethereum developers are leveraging blockchain's censorship-resistant nature to launch the next iteration of the internet, Web 3.0. Last weekend at ETH Denver, one of the conference circuit's top gatherings of Ethereum coders, decentralized internet alternatives were on display, including Ethereum Name Service, ENS, Unstoppable Domains and Uni Login. Launched in 2017 and 2018, respectively, ENS and Unstoppable Domains are confronting the hierarchical nature of the internet stack and the domain name system, DNS, by building out a peer-to-peer P2P internet alternative. Meanwhile, Uni Login provides a portal to Web 3.0 projects such as ENS. The current internet architecture is controlled by select bodies including nonprofit groups, businesses, universities and world governments. Buying, naming and controlling a domain is dependent on the goodwill of hosting providers, said the teams. Perhaps the best example of the perils of this dynamic is the controversial planned sale of the .org domain to a private equity firm. Using the Ethereum blockchain, this new crop of startups is helping developers get decentralized websites onto the internet without the approval of DNS authorities. Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable Domains announced the launch of its own browser, complete with a new top-level domain name, Crypto. Built on Ethereum, Unstoppable Domains co-founder Brad Kam told CoinDesk the product is purpose-built to protect free speech online. Domains linked to crypto addresses cannot be taken offline by a third party, Cam said. Recent populist uprisings in Spain and Turkey, which were heavily censored online by each government, were unique motivators, he said. Censorship is happening. For example, the .cat registry, which was supporting Catalonian independence, was raided by the Spanish police, Cam said. They arrested the founders and they took down a bunch of websites, all to stop them from running independence votes. In Turkey, all web hosting providers received a list of 150 banned words that cannot be hosted anywhere in the country. One of them is naked. Another one of them is gay. With decentralized hosting, we focus on replacing the current internet, Cam said in an interview. Cam said most people see Web 3.0 products as competitors against one another, a flawed viewpoint. The goal remains cutting out incumbent systems like DNS, Cam said. Any existing attempts in the blockchain world are tiny, ourselves included, he said. The competition is .com. Ethereum Name Service. While Unstoppable Domains has built out a domain registry and browser, ENS has focused on the former with its increasingly popular .eth top-level domain. Our ambition is that ENS, long-term, upgrades the tech stack of the domain name system of the Internet, said ENS Director of Operations Brantley Milligan. Practically, it means that you can have a name that you own, that has all the decentralization and censorship resistance and programmability of Ethereum. Milligan said ENS is compatible with certain browsers such as Opera and has over 100 applications and APIs integrated. As an Ethereum smart contract, Milligan said .eth domains are dependent on the Ethereum network and not web hosting partners. For now, the main use case remains connecting domains with cryptocurrency wallets, although this feature remains controversial. Originally intended to make crypto addresses similar to email, a recent report by Decrypt showed how ENS domain names could be used to gather personal information such as business deals or people's locations. New settlement layer to offer Asian crypto institutions local alternative to Silvergate Bank. Legacy Trust's digital asset division plans to create the first settlement layer in Asia for institutional investors trading both fiat and cryptocurrencies. First Digital Trust, FDT, announced Friday its new Rapid Settlement and Clearing Network, RSCN, will provide custodian clients, including some of Asia's most prominent over-the-counter desks and financial institutions, with the means to transfer digital assets seamlessly across the region. Based in Hong Kong, FDT also holds its clients' funds there because the territory's regulatory framework allows it to offer a custodial solution for both cryptocurrencies and fiat, making it possible for institutions to perform secure trades between the two asset classes. There isn't a similar service anywhere in Asia, said FTD COO Gunnar Jayarv, who added it was high time the region had a settlement solution of its own. Asian trading constitutes a large percentage of total cryptocurrency trading volumes. But most of the region's institutional investors use the Silvergate Exchange Network, SEN, the settlement layer from California-based Silvergate Bank, one of the few regulated financial institutions to take clients that trade cryptocurrencies. SEN is popular with traders. The settlement layer, which allows users to move USD between cryptocurrency exchanges, processed a record of more than 14,000 transactions in Q4 2019, an increase in 17% from the previous quarter. But Jayarv said it compelled its clients in Asia to follow strict U.S. financial regulation, even if the trades would not otherwise involve American entities. He added that it seemed pointless for a region, home to some of the largest OTC desks in the world, like OSL, should take the scenic route by processing payments with a U.S.-domiciled institution. If they're trading with a U.S. counterparty, then it might make more sense for them to use Silvergate Exchange Network, but if they're trading with somebody in Japan, Korea or Hong Kong, it definitely makes more sense to use a local provider, Jayarv said. Whereas Silvergate can only support U.S. dollars, any freely tradable currency, including the Singapore and Hong Kong dollars as well as euros, sterling and the greenback, can be used on FDT's RSCN. That gives clients a broader range of fiat exchange rates as well as more diverse options for purchasing cryptocurrencies, Jayarv said. FDT, which was spun out of Legacy Trust in September, said the RSCN was currently in the testing phase, but a full launch is slated for sometime in May. The layer will initially be restricted to fiat and crypto assets but could be expanded to include other assets, like tokenized securities, sometime in the future, Jayarv indicated. Bitcoin chart indicator flips bearish as price sees weak bounce from $9,400. View. Bitcoin's BTC daily money flow index has turned bearish, supporting the case for a deeper price pullback put forward by Wednesday's bearish engulfing candle. On the downside, support is seen at $9,400, a level that restricted downside in the previous 2 days. A violation there would expose the higher low created at $9,074 on February 4. A move back above a short-term moving average at $9,800 would weaken the bearish mood, while a bearish channel breakout on the 4-hour chart is needed to put the bulls back into the driver's seat. Bitcoin's lackluster recovery from price support around $9,400 is struggling to gather upside traction amid bearish developments on the short-term technical charts. The top cryptocurrency by market value fell by 5.5% on Wednesday to register its biggest single-day drop in 3 months. Sellers, however, failed to keep prices below the widely tracked 200-day moving average support on the 4-hour chart, currently at $9,400. That level was defended again on Thursday. So far, however, the repeated defense of that level has failed to yield a notable price bounce, leaving the cryptocurrency below the resistance of the 5-day average at $9,750. A significant recovery may remain elusive, as the Daily Charts Money Flow Index (MFI), a momentum indicator that incorporates both price and trading volumes, is suggesting increased selling pressure with a below 50 reading. The MFI dropped below 50 on Thursday and is currently seen at 43.00, the lowest level since January 2. As a result, the risks are skewed to the downside. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands at $9,710 on Bitstamp, and its global average price, as calculated by CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index, is seen at $9,721, up 0.87% over 24 hours. The MFI, above left, has found acceptance in bearish territory below 50, validating a major bearish engulfing candle created on February 19. That candle also established a lower high, marked by arrow, at $10,300, a sign of weakening bull momentum. The 5- and 10-day averages are trending south, also indicating a bearish setup. Notably, the cryptocurrency is struggling to penetrate the 5-day average, as indicated by the upper wick attached to today's candle. Further, Bitcoin is trading within a descending bearish channel on the 4-hour chart, above right. So, a deeper slide to $9,075 February 4th low cannot be ruled out. A sustained break above the 5-day average at $9,755 would neutralize the bearish bias. That said, the market would only turn bullish if prices managed to exit the falling channel on the back of strong volumes. In that case, the recent high of $10,500 would likely be put to test. Insolvent exchange Fcoin had Bitcoin outflow problems just 2 months after launch, report. Cryptocurrency exchange Fcoin, which revealed its insolvency this week, may have already been leaking Bitcoin as early as July 2018, just 2 months after its debut. On-chain analysis and security startup Peck Shield released a report on Friday, suggesting Fcoin's Bitcoin (BTC) wallets had a significant outflow of nearly 10,000 BTC between July 19 and August 31, 2018, a time that coincided with the occurrence of the fatal data error that Fcoin founder Zhang Jian mentioned in his tell-all post on February 17. While announcing that Fcoin was insolvent, the founder revealed that the exchange had a shortfall of up to $130 million worth of Bitcoin. Basing its on-chain analysis on the address of one of Fcoin's major Bitcoin cold wallets, starting with 12RU7W and disclosed in June 2018, Peck Shield said it had collected 33,938 Bitcoin addresses that are believed to belong to Fcoin, including hot, cold and users' custodian wallets, and compiled the combined daily balance of these wallets from April 2018 to February 2020. The chart shows that Fcoin's wallets surged to as many as 13,272 BTC on July 19, reflecting sharp growth after the debut of the exchange's transfee mining model in May. But the daily balance sharply decreased to just 3,759 BTC on August 31, according to Peck Shield. Although the daily balance climbed back to 7,300 BTC around November 2018, it has since decreased to only about 477 Bitcoin currently, Peck Shield's analysis suggested. Our initial guess is Fcoin's cash flow problem may already have emerged in July 2018. The Pandora's box may have been opened at that time at the peak of its momentum, the firm said in the post. Missing millions. It's unclear where all these Bitcoin went exactly, but at least about 3,500 of them were sent from Fcoin to wallets at other 9 crypto exchanges. Each of the series of transactions was a round number of 100, 150, or 200 BTC. The recipient exchanges included Huobi, OKEX, Binance, Coinbase and Bitfinex. According to PeckShield's analysis, Fquin's the 12RU7W cold wallet address has cumulatively sent 8,009 and 11,107 BTC to sub-addresses that start with 19XHIA and 1PFTRR, respectively. These two sub-addresses further initiated transactions, of which 3,500 BTC ended up at wallets at other exchanges. While it's unclear if those wallets belong to respective exchanges or merely Fquin's custodian wallets at those exchanges, PeckShield said those transactions sent in round numbers of 100 or 150 BTC were unlikely to be Fcoin users' withdrawal requests, which would otherwise be in random amounts. Fcoin, which adopted its novel and controversial trans-fee mining model in May 2018, said in a post earlier this week that its digital asset reserve has a Bitcoin shortfall of 7,000 to 13,000 and thus can no longer process users' withdrawal requests. Fquin's GN claimed in his post the issue was due to a data error in the exchange's systems that began in mid-2018, crediting users with more assets that they should have received. Without a proper auditing system, Fcoin allowed these users to convert assets that they shouldn't have into real assets and subsequently to withdraw those assets from the exchange. Binance and others are rushing to provide stablecoins to Nigerian crypto users. The Nigerian cryptocurrency market may be on the verge of a local bull run, thanks to newly popularized avenues to the global market. Emmanuel Babalola, Binance's business manager in Nigeria, said he's seen a 50% increase in signups so far in 2020, leading to thousands of new Binance users in Nigeria. Roughly 300 people signed up for a corresponding masterclass in Lagos in January, teaching users how to set up their own personal wallets and experiment with margin trading strategies. There was so much demand for the 6-hour class that Babalola will run 3 more classes over the next 4 weeks and offer 2 a month going forward. If various big-name crypto projects vying to serve the developing world are looking for inspiration, look no further than this West African nation of 190 million. There's rampant demand in Nigeria, where the World Bank estimates 35 million unbanked adults have a mobile phone. The vast majority of these unbanked users are women. The majority of users in Nigeria use Binance Mobile on their phones, he said, adding there are roughly 4,000 traders in Binance's Nigerian Telegram group. By the end of this month, we'll have a fiat on-ramp on the mobile app as well. Although Binance was one of the first global exchanges to launch a fiat on-ramp in Nigeria, a market largely dominated by peer-to-peer exchanges like Local Bitcoins and Paxful, Binance isn't the only game in town. The local exchange Bitcoins, launched in the aftermath of 2017's bull run, is activating a comparable fiat on-ramp in 2020. In the meantime, Bitcoins is using stablecoins to help onboard unbanked users. In our country, there's a lot of Bitcoin trading that happens offline, said Bitcoins co-founder Tomiwala Sebakan. People who trade a lot on WhatsApp groups. No one in the country can accurately estimate how much trading activity there is. Lazebikin's team created $100,000 worth of the Ethereum-based stablecoin Naira, backed one-to-one in the bank, and distributed it through the local over-the-counter OTC Traders Association, Alpha Training Lab. Lasebikan said the exchange now handles roughly $5 million in daily volume, predominantly in Bitcoin trading. The modest infusion of stablecoins into the market served as an indirect on-ramp to the crypto-only platform. Follow-on investment. The modest Naira effort garnered such clear results that now DeFi leader Maker DAO is trying a similar approach to encourage local adoption. The Ethereum-centric stablecoin project gave a $15,000 grant to the internet service provider Althea to offer connectivity in exchange for DAI stablecoins in Abuja, Nigeria's capital city. So far there are 16 households participating and operating nodes, according to Althea co-founder Deborah Simpier, paying the startup around $15 worth of crypto a month for Wi-Fi. She said they'll be expanding to Lagos, Nigeria's largest city, next month and encouraging initial node operators to provide Wi-Fi to local mobile subscribers, generating their own crypto income. Binance's Babalola said he's heard of, and is optimistic about, such stablecoins, although his own team is focused on the exchange's native stablecoin, BUSD. Stablecoins can be particularly attractive for traders who want to transact, for example, with undocumented youth who can't get a formal exchange account. Less than half of Nigerians have government-issued ID cards, Babalola said. Most crypto users in Nigeria are young people in schools. All things considered, 2020 will see a wider variety of onboarding options than ever before. In addition to a few incumbent African exchanges from pre-2017, like Luno, there are now several exchanges focused on connecting Nigerians to the global cryptocurrency market. We have agents on the ground going door to door, talking about crypto and the potential it holds, Babalola said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.